Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable life-changing audio programs.
Don't Get Mad, Get Successful, written by Bojana Shkoyo, as read by Bojana Shkoyo. Chapter 1. We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that is waiting for us. Joseph Campbell. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. New Testament, Hebrews 11:1. The importance of being a good poor. From the very beginning, I have always been a resourceful person. I looked to myself for solutions to problems and difficulties that I encountered along the way and drawn strength from every obstacle I overcame. The more I looked to my own resources for succor, the stronger I felt and the more confident I became. Over time, this helped to fuel my ambition. If I could rely on myself, who could let me down? I would only ever have myself to blame, and every mistake I made would be a lesson learned.
One of my best friends, Patricia, called me a good poor once. It took me some time to figure out what she meant by that. A good poor? I was not sure whether I should be offended or not. I had a reasonably comfortable upbringing, and while I would never describe myself as wealthy, nor had I ever considered myself to be particularly poor.
A good poor? I asked myself again. What did she mean? When I asked her, she only laughed and said I would figure it out one day. I'm still not entirely sure what she meant, but I think I have an idea. It does not matter where I am or what situation I find myself in. I never complain about anything. I pick myself up, put on a little lipstick, and get on with it. I think that is what she meant about me being a good poor. Resourcefulness, resilience, self-reliance. I was always resilient in the toughest of times, and I always knew that it was not going to be bad forever. I never liked to complain because I knew that you'd have to get through the bad to reach for the good, and that the good is so much better if you knew that you were strong the whole journey there and that you did it on your own. It seems to me that people nowadays give up much too easily. They stumble and falter at the first hurdle, giving up before they had given themselves a real chance to get started. It is one of life's oldest lessons. You will get a few knocks along the way. It is how we learn. But the thing that really sets successful people apart is that they take these blows on the chin and keep on going. If I had been knocked down by circumstance or misfortune, I'd get right back up on my feet and try to find a new way of meeting the challenge. I was never one of those people who stay down when they meet adversity, and neither are you.
How do I know this? Well, you bought this audio program and you were listening to it. That means you want to help yourself and that you are not relying on other people to find the answers for you.
Hopefully, this audio program will inspire you to get out, change something, go after.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?